just talk a little bit.
Can you hear me okay?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, yeah, we're good. Levels are pretty simple. Let me tap them up just a little bit.
All right. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, and I think we're live here. How's it going, Tim?
It's going well, Chris. Thank you.
All right, so to those watching on the live stream or listening on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website, I'm Chris Sobieski. Normally, this is the location show with Larry, Jeannie, and myself, but of course, Larry and Jeannie aren't here. Instead, I'm joined by my special guest, Tim Matthews, on what's going to be my own show going forward. We're going to call it Sobes Cast because my last name is Sobieski. Sobes is my nickname, and yeah, that's how we ended up with that title. So we did a solo show by myself last week, but this week we're bringing in a special guest, a good friend of mine, Tim. So I'll give a little bit of an introduction on Tim's background. Tim is, well, I knew him as the former mayor of East Amwell Township, but he's got an incredibly long professional career that I can't even begin to get into. So Tim, why don't you, you know, introduce yourself to the audience, explain who you are, what you do, what your history is. You know, nobody can really explain themselves better than themselves. So
great. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Of course.
So I basically have three chapters in my professional career. My first part of my career was in the system software business through the 80s and early 90s, where I wrote code, built companies, sold companies, worked in the acquisition and M&A work around software technology. Second part of my career was really then going into the professional services of outsourcing of IT and technology primarily, and then around a lot of technology companies in that space, a lot of M&A work, a lot of venture capital work. And then around 9/11, actually on 9/11, I was meeting a gentleman for a second stage venture capital position. Essentially, he wanted to get some of our money. We were going to meet at the World Trade Center in the lobby at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, 9/11.
Oh, Jesus.
And yeah, we were going to go to the Windows of the World and have coffee and talk about it.
Yeah.
And the night before, I had a strange feeling and changed my plans, as did he. And the rest is, as they say, history.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. But imagine, since then, I've been focused primarily on what I call resilience, mm-hmm, primarily around corporate and business resilience as it relates to their IT infrastructures and, mm-hmm, making sure they could survive both natural and man-made disasters.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, of course, we're dealing with a disaster right now, to put it mildly, mm-hmm, and that, of course, is COVID. And you know, that's one of the reasons we wanted to bring on the show today, is because you do a lot of work with helping companies, what, like reacclimate to the post, or I guess still going on, COVID situation.
Yeah.
Hopefully I explained that the right way. I think you know what I'm getting at here, though. Like, you got to help guide businesses through the process of coming back online and, you know, reopening to the public, correct? Is that a good way to explain it?
Yeah, let me just give you a quick. So before COVID, what we do, mm-hmm, is we look at any and all risks to, mm-hmm, the business, and we take what we look at is an all hazards approach. So, mm-hmm, what you do is you think about your business and you say, what could eventually get in my way? What can stop me from operating? And then we build plans, mm-hmm, and we build what are called arrangements. These are, you know, plan B, plan C type of scenarios around what could happen. And then we essentially have those there. We exercise them. We may exercise those frequently or not. And then essentially we wait until, mm-hmm, there's a problem. And then we respond. So we've responded to disasters that are hurricanes and tornadoes, wildfires, viruses, mm-hmm, ransomware,
yeah,
whatever they might be. Well, my profession essentially plans for, responds to, and then recovers from.
Mm-hmm.
So as it relates to COVID, most of us had lived through back in 2016, 2018 timeframe, the previous iteration of a pandemic, which, mm-hmm, was the H1N1 pandemic that we had, mm-hmm. which impacted a lot of businesses from a planning and preparation perspective. So we all had a pandemic plan on our shelf, but then COVID came along and everyone looked at their plan and realized they didn't plan for this situation.
Yeah, that reminds me of I don't want to say a hero, but someone I've always taken an interest in, Mike Tyson, the boxer. One of his famous quotes I always fall back to is, how's it go? Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah. Well, like in the boxing ring, you think you're going to get it, and then you get your lights punched out. And I mean, certainly that probably applies to COVID in this situation better than anything, because I don't think anybody saw what this was going to spiral into.
Right? No one had a plan for sending most of your workforce, if not all, depending on your industry, sending them home in a day or two, mm-hmm. right? And having and expecting them to work and mm-hmm. be productive. And in addition to that, shutting down certain areas of the economy, whether it be education, restaurants, whatever it might be, you know, all these impacts, and then the sort of cascading impacts of them, no one had a plan for that.
Yeah.
If they did, I haven't seen one yet. You know, most people plan for the traditional pandemic plan was that mm-hmm. you would have a certain portion of your workforce sick.
Yeah.
So it was really about, well, how do I continue operating when 20% of my workforce is out sick for a given period?
Yeah.
So that's a traditional sort of pandemic planning. But this was 100% of your workforce is impacted. Mm-hmm. And one of the most interesting things about this was the immediate assumption that the internet was going to function.
Yeah.
Right. So we sent everyone home expecting the internet to be this reliable thing. When if anyone understands the way the internet's put together, it isn't owned and operated by any one or two entities.
Yeah. It's a patchwork of different
it's more
systems
than a patchwork.
Involved.
It's every endpoint on the internet is essentially part of the internet.
Yeah.
They're part of the whole switching and packet switching apparatus.